there's certainly been the shift in the increase in opioid use, and even as there's been more attention to opioid use, also the additional increase in methamphetamines, and I believe that Sheriff Sandage can speak a little bit more to that with his Safe Passage program. But there continues to be a need for behavioral health services and raising awareness. And so as people continue to struggle and as there continues to be a stigma associated with getting help or a concern about what the impact may be of receiving that, I think we're going to continue to see some lives lost to overdose or to drug use or to suicide. And I believe the coroner, if she were here, would be able to speak to a little bit about how difficult it can be to weed out those discrepancies sometimes, whether it was intentional or accidental. When it comes to overdose,
you refer to the stigma that prevents many people from seeking help, whether it is the person themselves or it's friends, family, etc. How do you work to overcome that?
I think some of it is awareness, in part with the event coming up on Friday. But part of it is really bringing a voice and speaking about behavioral health. More individuals who are experiencing their own behavioral health struggles, speaking about their experiences. So the more that we talk about it, the less stigma that it carries, the less shame that the person feels. Recognizing that behavioral health impacts all walks of life, all socioeconomic statuses, all cultures. It's just a matter of how much people share about it.
Explain how the Coordinating Council is specifically working to try to curtail the amount of overdose problems in McLean County.
The Behavioral Health Coordinating Council was designed to help bring the mental health action plan for the county to fruition. And it has a number of different initiatives, and overall reaching the global concept of behavioral health for the county, which includes overdoses. And so we saw the International Overdose Awareness Day as an opportunity to raise awareness, to try to reduce stigma, bring all of our collaborative partners to the table to try to take a stand and reduce the number of deaths.
One of those collaborative partners is the McLean County Sheriff's Department, and Sheriff John Sandage helped to roll out a new Safe Passages program just a couple of weeks ago in McLean County that enables those who have these drugs to turn them in and to get the help they need. If you could explain how that came to be and what kind of an impact you believe that it can or in fact has already had.
We've seen the program work in other jurisdictions, specifically Dixon, Illinois, and Lee County, and they were having a positive impact on the problem there. So we decided to bring it here, and a lot of it is awareness, and a lot of it is teaching our officers a different way of thinking as far as, you know what, we don't necessarily have to arrest these people. If we can get them help and prevent problems down the road, then that's what we need to do. So now it's just a matter of getting our message out and that it's available, and hopefully we get some people that take us up on it and put an end to their addiction.